Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 15th of April 2024. Essence. Sweet children. This confluence age is the age for becoming the most elevated of all. It is in this age that you have to become pure from impure and make the world pure. Question. On what basis will you develop the strength to be able to watch the painful scenes at the end? Answer. On removing any awareness of your bodies. The final scenes are very strong. In order to make you children strong, the Father signals you to become bodiless. Just as the Father is separate from the body, just as the Father is separate from this body, so he teaches you the same. You children also have to consider yourselves to be separate from your bodies. Practice becoming bodiless. It should remain in your intellects that you now have to go home. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children are here with your bodies. The Father too is now with a body. While he is riding in this horse chariot, what does he teach you children? No one, apart from the Father, can teach you how to die alive. All of you children have received the Father's introduction. He is the ocean of knowledge and the purifier. It is with this knowledge that you can become pure from impure, and you also have to make the world pure. According to the drama plan, this world is to be destroyed. Only those who recognize the Father and also become Brahmins are the ones who will then rule the new world. In order to become pure, you definitely have to become Brahmins. This confluence age is the most auspicious age, that is, it is the age for becoming the most elevated human beings of all. People say that the sages, holy men, great souls, advisers, wealthy people, and the president, etc., are the highest people, but that is not so. This is an iron-aged, corrupt, old world. There is not a single pure being in this impure world. You are now becoming confluence-aged. Those people consider water, not just the Ganges, to be the purifier. Wherever they see water, they think that it is the purifier. This is fixed in their intellects. Some go to one place and others go somewhere else. They go to bathe in those waters. However, no one can become pure with water. If they were to become pure by bathing in water, then the whole world would be pure at this time. All of those people would then be in the pure world. That old system has continued. All the rubbish, etc., goes and flows into the ocean. So how can that make you pure? It is souls that have to become pure. The Supreme Father, who can purify souls, is needed for this. You have to explain that pure beings exist in the Golden Age and that impure beings exist in the Iron Age. You are now at the Confluence Age. You are making effort to become pure from impure. You know that you belonged to the Shudra clan and that you now belong to the Brahmin clan. Shiv Baba is making you this through Prajapita Brahma. You are the true mouth-born Brahmins, whereas those people are Brahmins born through vice. He is Prajapita, father of people, and so all are people. Brahma is the father of people. He is the great-great-grandfather. He definitely did exist, so where did he go? He took rebirth. It has been explained to you children that Brahma takes rebirth too. Brahma and Saraswati, the mother and father, then become the emperor and empress, Narayan and Lakshmi, who are called Vishnu. Then, after 84 births, they become Brahma and Saraswati. This secret has been explained to you. It is said that Jagadamba is the mother of the whole world. Each one's physical mother is sitting in each one's home, but no one knows Jagadamba. They simply say this with blind faith because they don't know anyone. They don't know the occupation of the ones they worship. You children now know that the Creator is the highest on high. This is an inverted tree and its seed is up above. The Father has to come down from up above in order to make you pure. You children know that Baba has come. He gives us the knowledge of the beginning, middle, and end of this tree and makes us into the kings and queens who become the rulers of the new world. Apart from you children, no one in the world knows the secrets of this world cycle. The Father says, I will come and speak this knowledge to you again after 5,000 years. This drama is predestined. If someone doesn't know the Creator, Director, Principal Actor, and the beginning, middle, and end of the drama, he would be called senseless. The Father says, I also explained this to you 5,000 years ago. He gave you your own introduction just as he is doing now. I also made you pure as I am doing now. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. He is the Almighty Authority and the Purifier. It is remembered, you receive your next birth according to what you remember in your final moments, which means that you repeatedly take birth in that species, according to the devotional belief of a soul taking 8.4 million births. You now take birth at this time, but you do not become any of the animals, such as hens, cats, dogs, or birds. The Unlimited Father has now come. He says, I am the father of all of you souls. All of you have become ugly by sitting on the pyre of lust. You have to be made to sit on the pyre of knowledge. You are now sitting on the pyre of knowledge. After sitting on the pyre of knowledge, you cannot indulge in vice. You promise that you will remain pure. Baba does not make you have those rakhi tied. That is a system which has continued on the path of devotion. In fact, this is a matter of the present time. You understand that you couldn't possibly become a master of the pure world without becoming pure. Nevertheless, in order for it to be made firm, you children are made to promise this. Some write this in blood and some write it in other ways. Baba, you have come, and so I will definitely claim my inheritance from you. The incorporeal comes here in a corporeal form. Just as the Father comes down from the supreme abode, you souls also come down. You come down from up above in order to play your parts. You understand that this is a play of happiness and sorrow. For half a cycle there is happiness, and for half a cycle there is sorrow. The Father explains that you experience more than three-quarters happiness. You were wealthy even after half this cycle. You had such big temples, etc. built. Sorrow comes later when devotion becomes completely tamopradan. The Father has explained that you were at first unadulterated devotees. You just used to worship the One. You would only worship the One Father who made you into deities and sent you to the land of happiness. Then, adulterated devotion began later. At first, there was the worship of just the One, and you then began to worship the deities. You now worship bodies made of the five elements. You worship the living and also the non-living. People consider bodies made of the five elements to be even higher than the deity idols. It is only Brahmin priests who touch the deity idols. You had so many gurus. The Father sits here and explains all of this. This one also says, I have done everything. I did all the different types of hatha yoga with my ears, nose, eyes, etc. and where I had to bend all my physical limbs. Eventually, I had to renounce everything. Should I do that business or this business? I used to become lazy and would then be troubled. There is a lot of difficulty in learning all the different pranayamas, breathing exercises, etc. For half a cycle you were on the path of devotion, and you now know this. The Father tells you everything accurately. Those people say that devotion has continued from time immemorial. How could there be devotion in the Golden Age? They don't understand anything at all. They are those with foolish intellects. You would not say this in the Golden Age. The Father says, I come every 5,000 years. I take the body of the one who doesn't know his own births. This one, who was number one, the foremost beautiful one, has now become ugly. This soul has adopted different bodies. The Father says, I am now sitting in the one I enter. In order to teach you what? To die alive. You have to die to this world. You now have to become pure and then die alive. My part is to purify you. You people of Bharat call out, O purifier. No one says, O liberator, come and liberate us from the world of sorrow. Everyone is making effort to go to the land of liberation. You children are now making effort to go to the land of happiness. This is for the family path. You know that you who belonged to the family path were pure, and that you have now become impure. Those on the path of isolation cannot do that which people on the family path do. It is those who are on the family path who have sacrificial fires, tapasya, donating, etc. You feel that you now know everyone. Shiv Baba is teaching us while we are sitting at home. The Unlimited Father is the one who gives you unlimited happiness. You shed tears of love because you have now met him after a long time. As soon as you say, Baba, you have goose pimples. Oho, Baba has come to serve all of us children. Baba makes us into beautiful flowers through this study and takes us back. He will take us back with him, away from this dirty world of rubbish. On the path of devotion, you souls used to say, Baba, when you come, I will surrender myself to you. I will belong to you alone and none other. It is number wise. Each one has his own part. Some of you love the Father a great deal because he gives you the inheritance of heaven. There is no mention of crying in the golden age. Here people cry so much. If someone has gone to heaven, why should others cry? They should beat the drums even more. Their drums are beaten as they happily shed their Tamo Pradhan bodies. This system has continued here from the beginning. Here you would say that you have to go back home. There you understand that you have to take rebirth. The Father explains all of these things to you. The example of the buzzing moth refers to you. You are Brahmins who buzz knowledge to the insects in the dirt. The Father tells you, you also have to shed those bodies. You have to die alive. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls. You now have to return home. You have to consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. Forget your bodies. The Father is very sweet. He says, I have come to make you children into the masters of the world. Now remember the land of peace and the land of happiness, Alpha and Beta. This is the land of sorrow. The land of peace is the home of us souls. We have played our parts and we now have to return home. There won't be those dirty bodies there. Those bodies have now become completely decayed. The Father is now sitting here personally and teaching us through signals. I am a soul and you are also souls. I become detached from the body and teach you the same. Each of you has to consider yourself to be separate from your body. You now have to return home. You are no longer going to stay here. You know that destruction now has to take place. Rivers of blood will flow in Bharat. Then rivers of milk will flow in Bharat. Those of all religions are now here together. All will fight among themselves and die. That is the kind of death that there will be at the end. What happened in Pakistan? Those scenes were very strong at the time of partition. If someone were to see them, they would become unconscious. Baba is now making you strong. He also removes the consciousness of your bodies. Baba has seen that some children don't stay in remembrance, that they are very weak, and this is why service is not expanding. Some children repeatedly write, "Baba, I forget to remember you. My intellect cannot focus on yoga." Baba says, "Forget the word yoga. You are forgetting the Father who gives you the sovereignty of the world. Previously, on the path of devotion, if their intellects wandered anywhere else, they would pinch themselves." Baba says, "You souls are imperishable. It is just that you become pure and then impure. It isn't that a soul becomes larger or smaller." Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. Talk to yourself. "Oh ho, Baba has come to serve us. He is teaching us while we are sitting at home. We have now found the unlimited Father, the one who gives us unlimited happiness." Simply say Baba with so much love and happiness that there are tears of love and you have goose pimples. 2. You now have to return home, and this is why you have to remove your attachment from everyone and die alive. Even forget that body. Practice becoming detached from it. Blessing. May you be a clean soul who achieves full success by finishing all the old things and attitudes of the past. The easy way to achieve success in doing service is to have a clean intellect, a clean attitude, and to perform clean actions. Before you begin any task in service, first of all check that you do not have any awareness of past actions of any souls in your intellect. If you look at a soul with an old attitude and with that old vision, by speaking to that soul in that way, you cannot attain full success. So, therefore, finish all the things and attitudes of the past and become a clean soul, for only then will you be able to achieve full success. Slogan: those who bring about self-transformation are garlanded with a garland of victory. Om Shanti.